how DJ stole Tosot. Every eye dodger on iDodge liked Tosot a lot, but DJ, who lived in this writer's head, did not. DJ hated Tosot the entire fan fiction. Please don't ask why. Don't bother with predictions. It could be, perhaps, that his lair was too bright. It could be his hair wasn't swirled up just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that Aurora was really just a huge bitch, you know? I mean, seriously, what's with her? I mean, But whatever the reason, that girl or his hair, he was stuck in fan fiction, hating it there. Staring at wires for a new type of bomb, he cursed iDreamOfJimmy.com. For he knew every iDodger on iDodge Online was posting about Tosot, wasting their time. They're guessing if I get cured, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow's the last update. It's practically here. Then he growled with his gloved fingers callously drumming. I must find some way to keep this update from coming. For tomorrow, I know, all those moronic eye dodgers will wake up early, they'll boot up their computers, and then, oh the posts, 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 posts. If there's one thing I hate, all the posts, 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 posts. They'll post how they feel, and topics epically funny. They'll send PMs to Krista, Piglet, and Sunny. They'll update their status, they'll post YouTube clips. They'll change their signature to friends' quotes and quips. They'll list favorite characters, they'll argue their ships. They'll debate episode animation and scripts. And they'll play stupid games like I Have the Ring, or spend hours on end in a topic slapping. And they'll throw dumb parties where the entire night is spent posting nonsense until morning's light. Then iDodgers young and old will embrace all the spam, and they'll spam, and they'll spam, and they'll spam, 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 spam. They'll spam with single words to see their post count increase. Rawr, that's the type of spam I can't stand in the least. And then they'll do something I hate most of all. Every iDodger on iDodge, the tall and the small, will get close to their monitors with popcorn for feeding. They'll click on a link, and those iDodgers will start reading. And they'll read, and they'll read, and they'll read, 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 read. And the more DJ thought of this whole Tosot thing, the more DJ thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for over 5 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Tosot from ending. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. DJ got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do, DJ had a cruel smile. I'll make a quick Mara account and profile. He chuckled and clucked. What a great genius I am. With this name and this sig, I'll be like an admin. All I need is an Alex. DJ looked around, but since Alex were scarce, there were none to be found. Did that stop DJ? Ha, DJ simply said. If I can't find an Alex, I'll make one instead. So he took future Carl and a nerdy t-shirt and shoved it over Carl's head so rough that it hurt. Then he finished his signature and uploaded an avi on his fake profile page, smirking at his internet savvy. Then DJ signed in to the iDodge message boards, toward the threads where the iDodgers gathered in hordes. But the online list was empty. No one knew he was there. All the iDodgers were dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he clicked on the first little topic that was there. This is topic number one, DJ nodded decisively, and he used admin controls to access the thread's history. Then he began deleting posts in a rather tedious way. But if Mara could do it, then so could DJ. He stopped only once. It was just for a moment when he decided to change how his time would be spent. It was time to be swifter, time to go fast. These pathetic topics will be gone in a flash. His fingers slithered and slunk, code running through his head. He took control of the whole board and deleted every thread. Topics, post counts, status updates, last clicks, member titles, quizzes, banners, and pics. Then he emptied the archives, and DJ, moving fast, soon made the iDodge boards a thing of the past. Then he slunk to the main site, and the next thing he did was to erase the iDodge updates, and then the music vids. He erased the episode downloads at a pace quite alarming. Why, DJ even deleted the last Okaki drawing. Then he erased each bio in the About section. Now, grinned DJ, I'll delete the fan fiction. As DJ clicked the icon to choose what should go first, he noticed the message board blinking and let out a curse. He clicked on the tab and he saw a new thread. Emily had posted. She must have snuck out of bed. In the post she asked, "Everything's gone, Mara. Why? Why are the forums all missing, Mara? Why?" But you know that DJ was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. "Why, don't worry, Emily," the fake admin lied. "There's a new banner for the page that won't show up on one side. So I'm taking the forums offline for a bit. They'll be back as soon as I've had a chance to fix it." And his fib fooled the girl. Then he deleted her thread, and he signed her off, and she went back to bed. And when Emily was off and in bed fast asleep, he clicked back on the main site and continued to creep. He snuck through the fanfiction page plot by plot, and the very last thing he erased was Tosot. On iDodge, he left nothing but some lines and a dot, and the one speck of content left on the site was an image of himself laughing at their plight. Then he double-checked his work just to make sure there was nothing still hiding, nothing obscure. It was 12:15, all iDodgers still offline, some iDodgers still a snooze, none knowing what they'd find. Logging out of his account, DJ knew they'd soon miss their friends and their posts. Their site was now an abyss. 10,000 posts some had lost, DJ had on a smirk. They'd all be depressed, even those who just lurked. "That's right," to iDodgers he was softly humming. "They're finding out now that no update is coming. They're trying to sign on, I know just what they'll do. They'll retry their passwords a time or two. When they can't get on iDodge, they'll all cry boo-hoo." "That's a sight," grinned DJ, "that I simply must see." He paused, and DJ clicked his spy cameras to screen 3. And he did see a sight from his seat in his lair. It started getting clear, and DJ shot up from his chair. This sight wasn't sad. Why, this sight looked quite glad. Every iDodger not on iDodge, the tall and the small, was reading, without any iDodge at all. He hadn't stopped Tosot from ending. It ended. Somehow or other, it ended just as Mara intended. And DJ, with his icy eyes staring at the screen, searched quickly online for words like future sheen. Tosot was posted on fanfiction.net. Mara had another screen name. They're posting now on Twitter, Facebook, and AIM. He growled and clenched his fists until they were sore. Then DJ thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Tosot, he thought, isn't just about Aurora. Maybe Tosa, perhaps, means a little bit Mora. And what happened then? Well, on iDodge, they say that DJ's great ego grew 3 sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Tosot came through, and DJ found the vanity of 10 dictators plus 2. And now that he understood why Tosot was so admired, he gathered all the iDodge data he had recently acquired. With a smile in his soul, he signed back on the site, looking to return each post and set things right. He logged back on the forums, replacing each topic. He brought back their posts with a simple mouse click. He brought back their avatars, their updates and games, brought back their parties, their sigs and screen names. He brought everything back. It was all quite a lot. And he himself, DJ, put back Tosot. Welcome, iDodgers. Bring your admiration. Admiration to a dictator worthy of adoration. Universal domination is in my grasp, so long as I have fans to gasp at the power and intellect I possess. I know now why you've become obsessed. I'm an impressive figure, I will agree. Read Tosot, and you'll revere me.